Afghanistan's economy is in a dangerous downward spiral, pushing millions closer and closer to starvation. Since the Taliban seized control last August, millions of Afghans have been unable to purchase food or other basic necessities. According to the UN World Food Program, more than half of the country's population is facing crisis levels of hunger. And many experts say the U.S. is making the economic crisis worse because shortly after the Taliban's takeover, the Biden administration froze billions of dollars in Afghanistan's reserve assets, effectively cutting off the country's cash flow. For more on this, we're joined by Shah Merabi, a professor of economics at Montgomery College in Maryland. He's also a board member of Afghanistan's Central Bank. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
How would you sum up just how dire the situation is in Afghanistan right now?
The economic shocks that that this country is faced with, especially in the area of higher prices, is really brought about as a result of assets of Afghanistan that are frozen, that belong to the people of Afghanistan, that are frozen by the United States.
Hmm. I want to ask you about those frozen assets because we know that these sanctions are aimed at curbing the Taliban's power. But are you saying the sanctions are really hurting the Afghan people instead?
Exactly, that is the point. You see, the important point here is to keep in mind, as the Treasury Department has said, that the Central Bank of Afghanistan, which is in charge of executing monetary policy, that cannot be done without having access to the reserve. If we don't do that, prices, as we see now, and I predicted that back in September, it will increase to double digit. It has already gone to double digit, the prices. And prices hurt many people, but definitely people who are poor. And one of the main factors that contribute to poverty is higher prices.
Would unfreezing these assets help the country deal with this hunger crisis?
We have plenty of evidence that shows every time auction has taken place, price stability has come into being. Now, prices of basic foods that people would like to have access to has increased. They cannot even afford to buy their basic staple naan, which is bread. People are begging to be able to give in bread. So that clearly can be reversed, one. Now, the commercial banks, the businesses, the private entities, they could all have access to their money. Businesses can pay for the imports, and people could have access to their funds to be able to buy goods and services. But I also want to emphasize, humanitarian aid is not, what is necessary is not sufficient. It is not going to start economy overall. You can give food as much as you want for a short period of time unless you address the basic economic hindrance that is brought about as a result of this reserve. You're not going to be able to make much of difference or dent in the economy of Afghanistan.
Understood. So the Biden administration is clearly worried that releasing these assets would essentially bankroll the Taliban. How do you give assurances to the United States, the Biden administration, or respond to those concerns, if you would?
I think this is a very, I'm glad you asked it. This is a very good question. Central Bank is an independent entity. It is modeled after Federal Reserve Bank of the United States. Now, this money, as I said, the meek assurance that I have given all in many of my discussion is that the United States has the ability to verify that these funds, they can verify it by an independent international auditing firm that are still operating in Afghanistan. The United States can make certain that these reserves are used exclusively for the purpose of stabilizing the economy. Now, if United States finds any misappropriation, they can cut off the funds at any moment. So it is not that the money is going to be siphoned off and it will fall in the hands of the government because of the independent structure of this particular entity.
That was Shah Merabi, board member of Afghanistan's Central Bank. Thank you so much for joining us. We're very grateful.
Thank you very much.